Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fifth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dave Wickersham. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Charles reaches second base with a double. Cimoli goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Charles steals third. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickersham covering, for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green scores. Allison moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wickersham for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham fires to first and picks off Verhals. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simulai. Allen reaches second base with a double. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charles moves to third. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles scores. Essigian moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to third for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Killebrew fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Killebrew. Edwards scores. Harrelson goes all the way around to score. Del Greco moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 1 in the game. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a line drive towards first. Power catches it and steps on first to double up Causey. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Charles moves to second. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson juggles the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen scores. Hall moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 2 in the game. Wickersham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wickersham moves to second. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simulai hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Simulai reaches second base with a double. Wickersham scores. Causey moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. Simulai scores. It's 8-3, Athletics. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essigian hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Athletics. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jay Hankins now playing center field. Bobby Del Greco now playing right field. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Veralce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veralce is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Veralce hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Allen reaches second base with a double. Veralce goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4 Athletics. Don Mincher pinch hits for Ray Moore. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Plyce now pitching. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse misplays the ball. That's an error on Ver Alse. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Essigian moves to second. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-4, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Ver Alse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. George Alozic now playing left field. Sammy Esposito now playing second base. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wickersham hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Causey hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hankins hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Allen strikes out. One out. Wally Post pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 4 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.